This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother. I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No, you just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me. See, here's a signed document testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
It is signed. It's a signed document. I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong.
Don't believe her.
This year I'm really going to kick that football.
Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
He prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
Charlie Brown.
I was looking for that one.
That bitch!
It kind of worked. Never knew that Charlie Brown was a fetishist.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My apologies. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I know you are.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Thinking about it.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I know you will.
We're going to take a shower, both of us. I like rape.
I know you do.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My apologies. I've meant to play the tape after the Lucy thing, that bitch,
yes. Right.
And instead the dog and toilet tape played.
Because, it kind of worked, though, didn't it?
Well, maybe you noticed over here, we've had, Shock, a small problem with the computer shutting down.
A slight glitch.
And Rob has a very delicate way of working out the problem. I don't know if you were even looking this way.
I wasn't, no.
I'm trying to press the button. He's got his big Herman Munster hands over here. Reset. Keyword. Set. Here comes the virus scan up again. Then the whole thing would crash again. I'm just trying
that
to...
bitch!
That's all I was looking
for. So you had a little problem with old Bratwurst fingers over there?
Got it. The driver network connection, that shortcut to Neo Screener Inc. refers to is unavailable, Rob.
Is that what Bear's working on in the back room today?
No, he's working on something different.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You know what, for now?
Yep.
Let it go, boy.
Are you certain?
No, I would love to have you standing 1 inch from me playing with a computer while we're trying to do a show. It's not too distracting.
Well, you know, I enjoy
it's
it.
Not too distracting for me to see all the separate menus come up in front of me now. Adobe Photoshop. I'm not the one that's pressing the buttons on this monitor.
You know, on a good hot day, he blocks the sun. So that's a good thing. That's a positive thing.
But not really, because I throw off a lot of heat.
Yeah, you do. A lot of heat. Well, if you've gone up a flight of stairs.
So here's what's new. Here's what's new. Yeah. Britney Spears. Some guy is alleging that he did coke off her stomach last night.
And that's supposed to be some sort of incredible revelation?
Mike, this gets to our whole thing. We were talking about yesterday the line between entertainment and news.
Right.
This is this story about the guy doing coke off Britney Spears' stomach while they're in a spa is tabloid fodder. The fact that Ryan Seacrest had her on his radio show for a minute is not earth-shattering, but the Today Show gave it an entire segment.
Sure. I think that's because it speaks to the whole motherhood deal where she was not even aware of when she had her kids. That's what all the news organizations, the legitimate news organizations, seem to be seizing upon.
So there's this guy named Scott Culler, thank you for the name, he's 29. He says that Britney Spears asked him and 10 other guys to her mansion, and then she stripped down to her underwear. She said, let's get in the jacuzzi. Guy says he wants to do a line of coke on her chest. She says, okay. Guy says she seemed drunk. She did a couple of lines, but she passed her court-ordered drug test the next day.
Thank goodness.
And he says... This guy, Scott Kohler, she was in a great mood. She didn't have a care in the world.
Unfit me, y'all.
Okay. No. So that's the latest on her.
Uh-huh.
Then you got Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes. Oh, boy, he's in a bit of trouble.
Ooh. Now, this is a guest who, for whatever reason, I mean, we've had a policy on the show. First, we took anybody that would come on as a guest.
Right.
And then we pulled it back a little bit. added a little bit, pulled it back a little bit. This is a guy who, even when we were taking anybody as a guest, this guy was never thick enough to make it as a real guest.
Didn't want to have Dog the Bounty Hunter on the show.
Right. No. But a lot of people know who this dude is. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people watch his show.
He's on the
and his lovely wife.
He's on the A&E channel.
For now.
Yeah, his lovely wife. For both.
She is a beast. They're both beasts. They both look the same, actually.
She is a female version of him, isn't she? Really?
She is absolutely a female version of him. But he's stepped in it, and he's doing the dance now that the white folks do when they step in it racially.
So now this is a phone call between the guy Dog, Dwayne Chapman, mm-hmm. and his son Tucker, who works for him in his bail bonds business. They're having an argument, and he tells his kid that he has to find a new job or dump his girlfriend Monique.
He doesn't like his girlfriend
because she's black. So here we go.
Good morning, 54 Shopping.
Oh, stop it. That's Holly Morris.
Baby pigs.
All right, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter on an answering machine.
I don't care if she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over. I'm not taking that chance at all. Never in life. Never. Never. If Lisa was dating we would all say f you. And you know that. If Lisa brought a black guy home, yeah, da-da. And it's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word we don't mean you scum without a soul. We don't mean that. But America would think we mean that. And we're not taking a chance on losing everything we got over a racial slur because our son goes with a girl like that. I can't do that, Tucker. You can't expect Gary, Bonnie, Cecily, all them young kids to because I'm in love for 7 months. I f*** that. So I'll help you get another job, but you cannot work here unless you break up with her and she's out of your life. I can't handle that. I got him in the parking lot trying to record us. I got that girl saying she's going to wear a recorder.
I don't even know what to say.
All right,
so that is so filled with contradictions, yeah. I can't even begin to start. I'm totally confused by that tape.
Here is his apology.
Oh, good.
My sincerest heartfelt apologies go out to every person I've offended for my regrettable use of very inappropriate language. I'm deeply disappointed in myself for speaking out in anger to my son and using such a hateful term in a private phone conversation.
Weird.
It was completely taken out of context. Well, you just heard it.
Mm-hmm. The thing about it, I don't know what... I mean, he's saying...
I was disappointed in his choice of a friend, not because of her race, but her character. However, I never should have used that term. I have the utmost respect and aloha for black people.
Throws in the little Hawaiian term there.
Black people who have already suffered so much. I did not mean to add another slap in the face to people who have brought so many gifts to this world. This is just so full of crap. I am ashamed of myself, pledged to do whatever I can do to repair this damage I've caused.
He did a bad thing.
In Hawaii, we have something called Ho'oponopono, where people come together to resolve crises and restore peace and balance. I am, here we go, the God card.
He's going to pull the God card?
He sure is.
Oh, that's right, he's got his advisor.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
I am meeting with a spiritual advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Tim Story, and hope to meet with other black leaders so they can see who I really am and teach me the right thing to do to make things right again. I know my fans are disappointed in me. I would disagree. Most of your fans probably agree with you.
Yeah.
My fans are disappointed in me. I've tried to be a model for doing the right thing.
Uh-huh. He's certainly a model for the way to dress.
I hope you will forgive me.
God.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
How'd that phone conversation get out anyway?
Well, what's weird about that phone conversation is that he's saying it's not because she's black. Is what he's saying to his kid that they use that word around the office, and his main concern is that that word gets out.
And that the girlfriend would hear it, be offended, and tell people.
Right, so there's no desire on his part to say, hey, my son's dating a black person. Maybe we ought to clean our act up.
Right. No, he doesn't
none
say
of that.
That.
He wants the comfort of his office where they all use that word.
You've heard his apology. Listen again to the conversation.
Okay,
it's fun. It's fun to listen to this again.
I don't care if she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over.
Right. Now, hold on. You got to. Here's the. Thank you. I've got the actual context.
The transcript.
Quote, I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some effing N-word heard us say N-word and turned us into the Enquirer.
Right.
So he's aware of the stigma of the word.
But he uses it in his work as a bounty hunter.
But he uses it in his work, and he doesn't want it. So as opposed to just saying, he knows it's on the line if that gets out. So as opposed to going to his people and saying, hey, you know, let's, you know, this could jeopardize, you know, even from a business standpoint, my career.
I'm not taking that chance at all. Never in life. Never. Never. If Lisa was dating we would all say, F you.
If she was dating an N-word, we'd all say F you.
Who is Lisa? His sister?
His daughter, I thought.
Daughter? His still, daughter.
Sounds like a guy who's throwing around the N-bomb an awful lot.
I mean, amazingly so.
And you know that. If Lisa brought a black guy home, yeah. And it's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word we don't mean you scum without a soul. We don't mean that. But America would think we mean that.
But there's no explanation as to why he uses the word.
He says, we use the N-word. America wouldn't understand this S. Black people wouldn't understand it, but we use the N-word.
I think he used it as an intimidation tool in his work. That doesn't justify it, but that's what he's trying to protect.
Oh,
we're not taking
that,
a chance on losing everything we got over a racial slur because our son goes with a girl like that. I can't do that, Tucker. You can't expect Gary, Bonnie, Cecily, all them young kids to because I'm in love for 7 months. I f***ed that. So I'll help you get another job, but you cannot work here unless you break up with her and she's out of your life. I can't handle that. I got him in the parking lot trying to record us. I got that girl saying she's going to wear a recorder.
I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
Is that your creation there that he uses an intimidation technique?
That's what I drew from the context of it, that he doesn't want to give up using the word because he uses it as an intimidation tool in his work.
See, when I hear him saying that, I'm hearing that they use this word like around the office.
Hear it the same way as you, Mike. I hear it like it's a word that we toss around.
Yeah, we throw this word around. And
black people might be offended, but what they don't know is we don't mean anything by it. But why should we stop saying the word just break up with a girl.
Yeah, break up with a girl whether you're in love with her or not.
Right. So we can keep dropping the N-bomb all the time.
I mean, it's you know, there's just no way of slight. And I think, Buzz, if that was the case, if he, you know, first of all, if he hears that, he'll probably latch on to it because it's a pretty good excuse.
You should know this. The guy mentioned that he found God.
Like, let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus.
Like everybody does when they get in trouble, they find God. This guy, Dog, his God guy is black.
Own pastor.
Now, this is a crazy twist.
Right.
This guy, the pastor, says, I'm shocked. This is not the Dwayne I know. The subject of his son's girlfriend came up, and in anger, he attacked their relationship. What shocked me was that he used the N-word. He cried for 30 minutes. The last thing he said to me was, can you believe I'm going to be in the same category as Imus.
God.
And the A&E Network has canceled the orders for new episodes of his show.
There's nothing in that message to his kid where he says anything about the fact that the you know this might be a good person or anything.
No.
He is saying break up with her because we want to be able to use the N-word. That's the reason he's giving to break up.
Right. We use the word around the shop. We wouldn't want her to get her feelings hurt by coming. So please break up with her. So when we're watching sports, we can say, that stupid N-word didn't score a touchdown.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more to it than that. And I don't think he uses it. I mean, I don't think he uses it for intimidation. Yeah. I think that's just the way he's saying it's in their comfort zone, the people that he has in his office, to use that word, that they throw that around liberally and they won't modify, no matter what.
Are you going to see American Gangster? Oh, you mean that N-word movie?
That's exactly what it is.
See, darling, son, I wouldn't be able to talk that way if you brought one of them into the shop. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I not to read more into it, it's you know, he's incriminating himself and doing a fine job of it. But really, this is not to pile on, but seriously, when you hear that tape, it sounds to me that the word is so important to the guy. That it is so important to using that word around the office or the way in doing his job that he has to protect it. He comes out and he says, "I know this would bring down my entire career."
This word is sacred to me.
It's what it sounds like.
She's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black.
That's it. I don't care if she's Mexican or a whore.
Yeah,
I got to be able to use the N-word, son.
That's what it is, and it's like it's important.
We use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years.
There it was right there.
Right there. Well, if you don't want to lose what you've worked for 30 years, then don't use that word.
Yeah. Listen, we use the N-word around here. I can't have you marrying one of them.
Because I won't be able to use my favorite word. I hate to say favorite word, but it sounds like
it. It does.
N-word this, N-word that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because some heard us say
I had to delete myself out.
I didn't say everything we've worked for.
I didn't say the N-word. I said
the
F
word. No, you said the F word. Yes, you said the F word.
Yes.
What he says.
And he says it too when he was on the tape.
Yeah, he says, I'm not. Well, hold on, back it up. He says something about the. I'm not going to have an effing
N-word. N-word, right.
He used. I mean, listen how he uses it.
I'm not. For 30 years, because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what? And rightly so. I mean, really. I mean, the guy's a jerk. I mean, you can just hear the way he says it. He knows. I mean, there's an admission right there, the power of the word. And you know when they're rolling cameras for his show, when they're producing his show, you know, he modifies his behavior for that, but obviously the word is so important to him.
Son, you know how much I love that word.
I can't do that. That would bring everything down. You got to break up with her and allow us to still use the word. And not him alone, but obviously
everybody in the shop. Son, how are we supposed to watch an NBA game? You take away the N-word.
Oh, God. It's so nice he found a spiritual advisor, though.
You take away our fun. Yeah. I got an N-word man of God.
God, amazing.
I expected a guy named Dog to be brighter.
We will be right at 1G, not 2 like right. Snoop, 1G. Right.
Dog.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.